USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC says that mask wearing and social distancing should continue in the nation's schools, at least through the end of this school year. That guidance coming days after the agency adjusted its guidance for fully vaccinated adults, saying they don't need to wear masks indoors any longer, except for in crowded areas. The CDC says the reasoning behind keeping the school's guidance in place is most school-aged children are not vaccinated. The Pfizer vaccine was recently approved for use in children ages 12 to 15. And the deadline for filing federal tax returns is Monday night. The Treasury Department added an extra month to the deadline back in March to give people more time to file amid the pandemic. The deadline has been pushed back even further for residents of Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. Their deadline has been pushed to June 15th as a result of the federal emergency declarations during February's winter storms. You're listening to USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting Sunday as the violence between Israel and Hamas continued.
Medics in Gaza are reporting the death toll from an Israeli airstrike is 42 people. The United Nations Security Council in New York had an emergency meeting to discuss the escalating violence in Israel and Gaza. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres condemned the violence. He said he's now calling for both sides to return to the bargaining table.
The only way forward is to return to negotiations with the goal of a two-state solution, leading two states side by side in peace, security, and mutual recognition, with Jerusalem as the capital of both states.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And the UK government has not made a decision on accepting Pfizer's donation of COVID vaccines for the country's Olympians ahead of the Tokyo Games in July. Vaccines are currently only being administered in the UK to people 38 years and older, although that will drop to include 35 and older next week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
One GOP lawmaker is moving to try to reinstate one of former President Trump's border policies to try to stem the flow of illegal immigrants into the U.S. Tim Berg reports.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn introduced legislation seeking to reinstate former President Donald Trump's Remain in Mexico policy to curb the recent surge of illegal immigration at the U.S.-Mexico border. The bill, named the Make the Migrant Protection Protocols Mandatory Act, would require illegal immigrants who cross the southern border illegally to remain in Mexico until their case is heard. Austin Skiros with the U.S. Customs and Border Protection down in Del Rio, Texas. He shares the latest immigration numbers in his sector.
Our single adult numbers are up almost 450%. Our unaccompanied children numbers are up almost 250%. Family units, almost 250%. This past April, we caught around 21,000 people here in the Del Rio sector. That's more than we caught the entire first 7 months of last fiscal year.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame announced their class of 2021 one day after a delayed induction ceremony for the class of 2020. This year's class is headlined by Boston Celtics star Paul Pierce, 11-time All-Star Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, and Ben Wallace. Also to be inducted, coaches Rick Adelman, Jay Wright, and Bill Russell, who won two championships behind the bench. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.